Hi, my name is Ajoy Fernandez, and I'm a program manager intern here at Microsoft. Many of you guys are familiar with using Jasmine, Gulp, and Karma to test your JavaScript applications. In this video, I will get you started with using these tools in Visual Studio to test your Apache Cordova applications. So let's get started.
In order to demonstrate what Karma can do, we will create a new Apache Cordova project, and we will test the basic functionality of a calculator. To do this, click on File, New, Project. Make sure we have JavaScript selected, and let's name our project Karma Calculator. As soon as our project loads up into Solution Explorer, we will have to add a few additions. These additions include a test folder, a JavaScript folder, a karma.config file, and a gulp file. Let's create our test folder. We'll do this by right-clicking on our project root, hovering over Add, and let's select New Folder. We'll name this folder Test. The test folder holds all of our test files, and we place the test folder outside the triple dub folder because we don't want our test files to be included in the production code. Now let's create our JavaScript file. We'll do this by expanding triple dub, expanding scripts, and then right click on scripts, hover over add, and let's create a new folder. We'll name this JS, JavaScript. Great. Now we have two additional files to add. Our first file will be karma.config.js, and we'll do this by right-clicking on the project root, hovering over Add, and we create a new JavaScript file named karma.config.js. This file will hold all the configuration details for the Karma test runner, and it will link the project's JavaScript files to our test files. Finally, we create a gulp file. Once again, right-click on the project root, hover over Add, New JavaScript file, and we call this gulpfile.js. And we click on Add. Great! We have the gulp file and the karma file. But we now need to use gulp and karma, and in order to do that, we need to download the dependencies. Some of you in the past must have used Node to do this, but we can do this straight from Visual Studio. And in order to do this, we double click on package.json. We have to add a few additional lines. Let's start off by typing in an open quotation mark and typing in dev dependencies for our dependencies. The first dependency we want is Karma, so let's type that in. We select the version 0.13.8. As you can see, that was automatically populated. Next, we want Karma Jasmine. And the version we get for this is 0.3.6. We need to run our tests through a browser, so we want the Karma Chrome Launcher. The version we get for this is 0.2.0, missing a comma. And finally, we need gulp in order to run our tasks. Version 3.9.0. As soon as we save this file, we should see that our dependencies are being downloaded. This could take a while, so I'll see you when this is done. I have just downloaded the required set of dependencies, and I can double check that by expanding dependencies, and as we can see, we've downloaded a set of npm dependencies right here. Now that we have these, let's start creating our actual application and test files. Expand triple dub, expand scripts, go into our JavaScript folder, and let's create a JavaScript calculator file by right-clicking, hovering over add, and selecting new JavaScript file. We name this calculator.js. Let's click on add. I've already predefined the calculator file and I will paste it from my clipboard. The calculator file can add, subtract, divide, and multiply, and it takes in two numbers and returns the result of its particular function. Now, let's move on to adding the test file. Now let's right-click on the test folder and create our test file by hovering over Add and selecting New JavaScript File. Let's name this file calculatortest.js. I have once again pre-written this file in Jasmine and I will paste it from my clipboard. And I'll save the file. As you can see, this test file tests each of the functions in the calculator.js file. Now that we have our test cases, we can actually move on to defining our configuration file, which will link our application file to the test file. So let's go ahead and get started with that. Let's open the Karma configuration file. I will paste a template to this file to help us get started. Now, in the browsers field, we want to use Chrome. So let's type that in. Next, we want to use the Jasmine test framework. So let's type in Jasmine. Now, you want to select every file in the JavaScript folder and every file in the test folder. So let's type in the relative path to those. It's triple dub for the JavaScript file, scripts, JS, double asterisk, another asterisk to get all the files in that folder. Let's put a comma here. Now to get all the files in the test folder, we type in test, double asterisk, and JS. There we go. If you want to learn more about the karma.config file, please take a look at its documentation. Now let's open our gulp file. And once again, we'll paste the contents to this file from my clipboard and save it. What this is doing is it's first calling TDD, and from there we'll be watching for file changes in our folder hierarchy, and it will rerun tests on each change. Now let's run our first task. In order to do this, we first need to open the Task Runner Explorer. So click on View, go to Other Windows, and then click on Task Runner Explorer. Now, you will notice the list over here populate, and we in particular want to run our default task. So let's right click on this and run it. Let's give it a few moments. What we see over here is the Karma server startup, and let's allow access here. Give this a moment. And as we can see, each one of our tests have passed. Now really quickly, let's change a content in our calculator file. Let's change it to num1 plus num2. That could change our results. So let's see what happens. And as we can see, one of the tests have failed. Subtract failed. Let's change it back and save. Once again, saving. And now all tests have passed. Let me go to the test folder and the test file. There we go. Once again, if I change the value over here and save the file, you can expect that one of the tests have failed, as we can see over here. Let's change it back. And once again, passed. In this video, we learned how to test Apache Cordova applications using Karma. We first started off by modifying package.json to download our required dependencies. From there, we created our application and test files. Next, we modified karma.config to link the two together. From there, we created our Gulk tasks. And finally, using the task runner, we ran our Gulp tasks to run our tests. I hope you found this video useful. And if you need any additional information, please check out the links on this slide. Thank you.